Okay, so welcome to this guided self-inquiry session for the Core Teachings program. And with these self-inquiry sessions, we are just tending to pick a question that is alive or relevant for whoever I'm doing the session with. So today I'm with Vidya. Hi, Vidya. How are you?
Hi, Helen. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good.
Excited. Thanks.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for volunteering to do this. It's always helpful for everyone to see it demonstrated like this. So, and really just to help let go of our ideas about what we think self-inquiry is, because I don't know about you, but I had a lot of ideas about what I thought it was and how it should go. And it's just nice to see that it goes however it goes. Like whatever happens today in this session is perfect, isn't it, for us?
Okay, yeah.
So do you want to just remind us, we were talking before we started recording about a particular question that you were interested in. What question have you chosen to investigate today?
What is love? You know, and can love be withheld? What is love truly?
I like that. What is love truly? So like anything else, we're just going to ask this question and see what happens. And there's no script here. We're just going to sit with this question and see what comes out of it. So just as you notice thoughts and emotions and experiential answers, things like that, just to let us know what's going on. And there's no rush with any of it. If nothing's coming, that's okay too. That would be also an answer to the question, what is love really or truly? It's not so important, exact words really, but just we're exploring love and what that actually is really with this question.
Yeah, what I'm feeling is a real lightness and a softness.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And as always, whatever we experience, we're just going to stay open with the question. You can enjoy that feeling, of course. And love's going to show us its many faces.
Yes, that's true. Rather than going, oh, that's what it is.
Of course, we'll have a sense of what it is right now for us, and that may constantly change. And it's okay to know this is what it feels like right now, just enjoying exploring that. This is what it's showing up for me as. Yeah. I love this question myself. I spent a lot of time with this kind of question.
Yeah, I just feel that, the build-up of energy, body's pulsating.
Mm-hmm.
That's another answer here.
Yeah, perfect. What is love? What actually is love? Can it be
mind just
held, you know?
Yeah,
sorry, you
can it be withheld? Yeah, mine just says I can't remember now. Can that be withheld? It's a real sense that it's indescribable.
Yeah.
It's So is it like love has many faces as well?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it shows up as.
Yeah, there'll be the indescribable nature of it, the intangibility, the unmanifest mystery of it. And then whichever way it's showing up, like as this feeling in the body, this energy as well.
Yeah.
It might show up as feeling loved or wanting to give love, express love, all of that.
Mm.
Every way it could possibly appear, infinite faces almost.
And like joy and appreciation and all those things that feel really, really good, and are they like branches of love?
Mm. Different shapes that love can take, maybe. Even if it showed up as fear right now or guilt, we could say this is also love. This is just noticing whichever way it shows up. It's asking what it is, and then whatever shows up for us must be a kind of an answer to that.
Okay.
Maybe even this body is love. What happens when you ask if it can be withheld?
Yeah, there's a bit of a contraction there. A little bit of fear or contraction, yeah. Very subtle.
Yeah. Again, it's just showing some energetic answer, some sense that somewhere inside I believe a little bit that it can be withheld, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to the separate person or separate, you know, we go into separation of separate body, separate being, and it can seem like it can be withheld.
Mm. Seems like it's withheld when we're in separation thinking.
Yeah, there's quite a vibration, and the body's really getting hot. There's different emotions coming up, different images. So, yeah, something feels like it was true.
Mm. Some part of our egoic sense of self has experienced this over and over again, love being withheld, hasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it feels more of an expansion now. It's an evenness and expansion.
Wonderful. Can it really be withheld? Can love be withheld? Just the quietness of the inquiry, we're just here with the question. Just kind of listening, watching, seeing what happens.
Yeah, it's a subtle knot in our solar plexus.
Kind of energetic answer.
Yeah, a question that's arising is, to whom can it be withheld?
Okay, good. Let's explore that one then.
It's just a lot of, feels like a lot of energy coming, or just a lot of pulsating.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of joy. Yeah, not finding
anyone that is withheld from.
Yeah.
What about this question? Let's see where we go with this question. Is love actually given and received?
Yeah.
Or can love be given and received, whichever?
Oh. It's like a sudden expansion.
Mm-hmm. this idea of it being given and received is kind of, and therefore possibly withheld, is been kind of limiting our consciousness. And then when we look at it, poof.
Yeah, I'm just feeling like it's just this expansion of my being.
Again, you might never have an epiphany where you suddenly realize, no, it can't be given or received or even withheld, but your experience of love is deeper, isn't it, as a result of it? Your experiential answer is different. More and more expansion and peace and joy.
There's just so much excitement and pulsating. So it would seem like there's lots of love to give, but
I'm kind of answering the question in a way, what really is love? Recognizing it's not something that can be given or received. It's not an object. Although it seems that way, doesn't it? It seems like I've got a lot more love here than I used to.
There's another question trying to come. Can love discriminate?
Oh, I like that one. That's beautiful.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm feeling a little sadness and contraction in the body.
So as the question moves, it might move to something where intuitively we're guided to notice some contraction and then allow the question to help us release it. Yeah. Can it discriminate? Searching out the little pockets of our consciousness where we just have ideas about love still. Our memories of old experiences.
Yeah, it seems like there's the awareness is like searching for where love is, who is discriminating. It's really like looking.
Of course, we find nobody to discriminate or be discriminated against, but the looking itself is important. The question. What happened then?
This feels, ask the question again, can love truly discriminate?
Your body gave you an answer, like goosebumps or something.
Yeah. Sort of like a jolt into a, you know.
So even these questions may seem different, they are really kind of all exploring the nature of love, really, with more specific questions, sort of guiding, looking around your consciousness, enjoying the expansion that comes with that investigation.
Yeah. Can love exclude anything at all?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, there's a little anxiousness in the body with that one.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of noticing again, when we shift the question, some answer comes up in the body. And that's okay. Tension or emotion or something like that. Just the next thing we can kind of allow to dissolve in this open question. Can love really exclude anything?
There's a real sense of not knowing. I don't know.
How does that feel when you don't know?
Yeah, a little bit anxious, like I've got to know, got to know.
Because if we still feel that love can exclude something, we might feel that it may exclude us or something like that. So something wants to find out the answer, of course. what's happening now with this question.
Yeah, what can be excluded?
Mm.
Yeah, the question, what can be excluded, takes me straight back into the silence.
Silence and silence and peace are experiential answers, aren't they, to the question? Nothing really can be, or I'm not excluded because I'm feeling quite nice right now. Nothing can be excluded. Just recognizing as we explore these questions and have a contraction, which then opens, we're not ever reaching a conclusion in our mind per se, but we have some sense of something deepening inside. Like we said, expansion, or being able to be that love more authentically than before we ask the question somehow.
And not really finding an answer.
Yeah, and that's totally okay, isn't it? That sometimes just being with the question is more informative and transformative than anything else. Because if you had an epiphany now about what love is and what it isn't and all of that, it would be nice, but it would pass away anyway, wouldn't it?
Mm.
And maybe even the act of just being with a question is answering what love is. Love is being with it. Love is just being with this.
Yeah, love is beingness.
Mm. Letting this take that, whatever shape it's taken this session, whichever way it's gone. It was lovingly allowed to go that way, wasn't it? Completely.
Yeah. And if love is, well, yeah, what is love? Love is. Love is.
Yeah. So there's this unknowability about it, as we said originally. And then there's also what we've experienced today with this session. And if we did this again and again and again, it would be different each time, wouldn't it, what we experienced, how it's appearing, its faces, faces it's showing us. It, saying it, it's not separate to us, but for the sake of explanation, you could even ask the same, what am I, and have this same kind of experience. It's just words, yeah. Love, isn't it? And
what's beautiful. Yeah, like I have asked a lot of questions. What am I? Who am I? Where am I? And it does take you into that neutral place, so to speak. Love can be the same. It's the same. But obviously throughout life, love's been given a meaning.
Yeah.
So there was more of a sense of, you know, the contraction and things like that than there usually is with the question, who am I? So I felt love was really powerful because I have given it meaning, obviously. It's a separate being, so.
And we've experienced it being
the idea.
All of that.
Yeah.
We've experienced what we were investigating. And we've experienced it from a parent, from our family. We experienced it from, you know, Sangha members' love. And so we've got many different experiences of love based on what we've thought about it. And just allowing us to be seen and coming up with a new question like that is really quite a nice thing to do, wasn't it? Just to see where the question kept going. And some expansion happened, some seeing of some limitation in what love is, some idea. And then allowing that to kind of evaporate. It's beautiful. Mm. And maybe that could go on forever. You know, our mind always has a tendency to want to say, this is what it is. Like we were saying before, this is what love is. Now I know. So it's a little angst with that not knowing, a little angst came up.
Yeah, yeah, but it's also now really beautiful that I don't know. It's almost like now there's, you know, infinity to explore, it's so unlimiting.
Because if we did know, if we did have a final conclusion, we wouldn't really be able to ask this question again, what really is love, and kind of explore it next time. You know, it wouldn't be able to, there'd be no point if we thought we knew what it was. And there'd be, be an end point to the expansion, so to speak. And so much more joyous to just, well, I know what it is right now, what is showing up as right now, but I can never really fully know that.
Yeah. Yeah, because again, it changes, doesn't it?
Mm.
You know, different faces, like you said.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to share about the self-inquiry process? Anything that's been different for you today or you feel important to mention, or anything that you want to tell anyone else about it?
Really listen to... listen to what the heart wants to tell you, what question, you know, what's a burning question, or what's even a subtle one, what's just coming that stay with that, and then allow the feeling and the expansion, and allow it to change if the question changes.
And the questions might be, in an inquiry such as this, the questions might be more subtle. You know, we'll be doing sort of contemplative questions like, is it really true I'm not good enough or I'm not safe? That might be a kind of a more burning question, like I have to investigate this and get out of it. But this might be more of a subtle, it'd be nice to ask this question or that question, just a very intuitive, like you were experiencing.
Yeah.
The next variation is this one, the next question.
Yeah, and I think what I recognize this time is when the question does change, then I know it's authentic because it's, you know, I was about to say it's causing.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
We've got to use those words, haven't we?
Yeah. It's a subtle sense of the contraction or the expansion. So if that happens with another question, then I know it's not mine trying to deviate.
Mm.
It's actually relevant to going deeper.
Yeah.
So
from that place, intuitively guided, it will be going deeper rather than resistance or avoidance or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the self-inquiry, what you're sharing, is your teachings are really, it's a beautiful, beautiful way to explore deeper the self-inquiry.
Wonderful, thank you. And thank you for taking the time to do this with us. And I'm sure it'll be very informative and instructive, and just showing the very organic nature of inquiry, how it's just different every single time, isn't it? And beautiful every single time, whichever way it shows up.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like the love, isn't it? That we think we know what self-inquiry is, and then it shows itself to be something different completely next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.